This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran has released a Chinese-American Princeton University scholar in exchange for a U.S.-held Iranian scientist. 38-year-old Shiwei Huang had been held by Tehran since 2016 and given a 10-year prison sentence on charges of espionage. The New York Times reports he was met in Zurich today by the special U.S. representative for Iran, Brian Hook. Huang was exchanged for Masoud Soleimani, arrested in Chicago last year for violating American trade sanctions against Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump in a statement says, quote, "We thank our Swiss partners for their assistance in negotiating Mr. Huang's release with Iran." The United States has formally restarted peace negotiations with the Afghan Taliban, 3 months after President Trump abruptly stopped the year-long process aimed at finding a political settlement with the insurgent group and ending the war in Afghanistan. A source tells VOA the Afghan-born U.S. Special Envoy, Zalmil Khalilzad, is leading the team at today's meeting in Qatar, where Taliban negotiators are based. The focus of discussion is said to be a reduction of violence that leads to talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government, and then a ceasefire to end America's longest war. Investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. Navy base in Florida. It happened at the Pensacola Naval Air Station yesterday and left 4 people dead, including the shooter. 8 others were wounded. FBI Special Agent Rachel Rojas.
We are not prepared at this hour to confirm what may have motivated the shooter to commit this horrific act today. There are many reports circulating, but the FBI deals only in facts, and this is still very much an active and ongoing investigation.
To stay up to date on all the world news, you can go to our website online, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea said today President Moon Jae-in and President Trump have agreed in a phone conversation to maintain a dialogue with North Korea, but noted the situation had become grave. Talks between Pyongyang and Washington have been in limbo since a summit in Hanoi broke up back in February, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has declared an end-of-the-year deadline for discussions to resume. But he also wants relief from American-orchestrated economic sanctions. It is suggested the North has been using weapons tests as a pressure tactic aimed at the U.S. The 30-minute phone call was the first conversation between Mr. Trump and Moon Jae-in in more than 2 months. The White House is refusing an offer to take a role in the impeachment process on Capitol Hill. The Democratic-led House of Representatives continues its hearings next week and appears poised to return articles of impeachment against President Trump by Christmas. Here's AP's Mike Gracia.
The White House indicates it will not participate in the next impeachment hearing scheduled for Monday. A letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone, addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did not expressly state the White House's refusal to participate. But Cipollone wrote that House Democrats are wasting America's time with what he termed a charade. The Judiciary Committee had given the White House until Friday evening to declare whether or not it intended to have legal representation at a hearing scheduled for Monday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Protests over changes to France's pension system continued Friday and are grinding parts of the country's economy to a halt. As Reuters Matthew LaRotunda reports, the protests' outcome may depend on how long they can hold public support.
Bus drivers, doctors, teachers, police, and more. Union leaders are saying that the protests that are grinding much of France to a halt over changes to the country's pension system will continue until the government backs down. It's one of the biggest movements in decades. Friday morning rush hour was particularly brutal in the capital. Striking subway staff caused over half of Paris's lines to shut down. Commuters tried to use their cars instead to meet with over 200 miles of traffic jams. Some commuters we spoke to on Friday said they weren't happy with being collateral damage. The next big strike is planned for Tuesday.
That was Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. A woman in northern India who was set on fire as she was going to a court hearing for a rape case has died. It happened the same day that 4 suspects in a rape in southern India were shot dead by police when they reportedly tried to escape custody at the crime scene. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.